This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to bring up some verses that I read again because I just want to highlight them here. Verse 23, if we can bring up 23. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. Verse 24, you see that a person is justified by what he does. Justification is a big word in the Bible, and we're justified by what we do, not by faith alone, according to James. Go on into verse 25. We'll read the rest of the passage. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute. This is a story out of the book of Joshua in the Old Testament, who helped the spies that came in to spy the land. She was considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. And then verse 26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. I don't want to end on a morbid note. I really don't, but I want to make this point. I made it at the first service. I've been at funeral homes, and I've said these words about someone lying in repose at the funeral home or at a church. They look natural. They really look good. And sometimes people, as strange as this may sound, do look better in death than they do in life. And you know what I mean? People that have suffered terribly with cancer and things, sometimes they look better in death than they did in real life in the last months of life. But you know, my point is this. They're dead. There's nothing more irreversible than death. There's nothing more final than death in the sense of the earthly sense. Nothing more irreversible or final. And the point I'm making is this. That's what James says, get this, about your faith and my faith. If it's not accompanied by some life-giving work, he said very simply, just as the body without the spirit is necros, is dead, so it is. Your faith without works is dead. Here's the choice I leave you with today. Either be a man or woman who manifests a dead faith. You believe, yeah, you do. Doesn't make any difference in the way you conduct your life. That's a dead faith. You can be in the ministry and have a dead faith. You can be a Bible school teacher and have a dead faith. You can be a Bible college professor and have a dead faith. It's not based on what your status in the community or what your job is. It's based on your relationship to Jesus Christ. Jesus, listen to this. Jesus Christ created you for good works, according to Paul in Ephesians 2. You were created for good works. You were his workmanship. And get this, Paul says in Ephesians 2 that there are works that God has prepared for us to do since the beginning of time. Do you know what that means, folks? And I'll leave you with this thought. God has a plan for your life that started before you were born. Think about that for a minute. Before you even opened your eyes on this earth, before you ever looked in your mother's face, God said, I've got a plan for your life about what you are to do. What you are to do with your life. God has a plan. He's created you to do good works in Christ and through Christ. Not in order to earn salvation, but get this, because you've got it. You don't do anything for the Lord in order to earn salvation. Please remember that. We are saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. Otherwise, Paul said we would boast. James just fills it out and said, but let me tell you this, folks. Faith without works is D-E-A-D. It's dead. That's the message today. Let's pray together.
Well, once again, we remind you of our website very briefly, crosshope.org. That's all you need, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.